This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is another lawsuit against the Denver Police Department over protests in the city in the summer of 2020. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The latest litigation comes out of the department's violent response to protests held in the wake of George Floyd's murder in 2020. Earlier this year, a federal jury awarded a separate group of protesters $14 million in damages for its use of force and shoddy record-keeping during the protests. Attorney Elizabeth Wong says the new case carries similar allegations but seeks more accountability.
We're looking for the city to recognize its mistakes, and it hasn't.
The city of Denver declined to comment on this second lawsuit, but it will be required to file a response in court. Then the two parties will determine whether to go to trial. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There is smoke in the air in southwest Colorado. A fire near Pagosa Springs is keeping fire crews busy and prompting a health warning from the state. That fire started late yesterday and sent up a lot of thick black smoke over the area. The biggest flight attendants union in the country is backing Frontier Airlines' bid to buy Spirit Airlines. The Association of Flight Attendants announced its endorsement Tuesday. The union represents crews at both airlines and says it has a deal to prevent furloughs during the merger process. The announcement comes as JetBlue Airways begins a hostile takeover of Spirit through its shareholders. Spirit recently rejected JetBlue's offer to buy it outright, which would have brought a larger payout than Frontier, along with antitrust concerns. The Colorado Avalanche are off to a winning start in their second-round NHL playoff series.
Kadri had the follow-up. Bennington fell over. Here's Manson. Bennington's reset. Manson scores!
The Avs beat St. Louis in Game 1 in overtime last night. Game 2 is tomorrow. Colorado needs three more wins to advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals. In Boulder this morning, 55 degrees. Montrose reporting 54. It's going to be sunny in western Colorado with highs in the 80s around Grand Junction. Metro Denver will turn cloudy this afternoon. This is CPR News.